our story begins at Raven and Mac's apartment. Perry and Rex have just arrived and are talking with Hannah in the living room.
I can't believe Mac is upstairs. This is too surreal.
It's a miracle.
I know. Todd is up with him now. But he's not the same, Rex.
That's the part I didn't understand. Why are we just now finding out about this?
He was severely traumatized by what happened. Even when his injuries healed and he woke up, he's barely been coherent.
So what are you saying?
According to Michael. Remember him, Per? My psychiatrist ex? Well, he says Mac should still be in the psych ward.
Psych ward?
But Todd insisted on bringing him home, and so did I. Mac needs the love and support of his family right now, more than anything.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In his apartment, Chuck is talking with Adriana, Alexandra, and Dara when they hear a knock on the door.
I'll get it. Mr. Jessup?
Hello, Chuck. Zoe told me where I could find you. I understand Alexandra Jones lives next door.
Yes, but she's here right now. What do you want, Zach?
Alexandra.
That's my name.
Zach, what are you doing here?
Adriana, I actually came looking for you. I wasn't sure which apartment was Alexandra's, so I came here first.
Alexandra, do you mind if we go talk at your apartment?
Oh, I mind everything about this guy, but it's up to you, Adriana.
Thanks. Zach, let's go next door.
I take it you're not too fond of Zoe's father.
I don't know how much you've heard, Chuck, but he basically stole Zoe from Adriana. Her entire life has been ruined because of what Ray Cummings and Zach Jessup did to her. And I will never, never forgive him for that.
At the Gamage residence, Rosalind walks into Stacy's room and finds her sitting on her bed.
Princess, you haven't said a word since you came home.
There's nothing to say, Mom.
I'm sorry you had to find out about your father like that. I never wanted it blurted out by some stranger.
Who is that man, Mom? First Daddy is cheating on you, and now you're hanging out with some new man? It's just not right. Everything was so perfect before.
It wasn't perfect, Stacy. It just seemed that way. Maybe I tried too hard to make things seem perfect when they weren't. I take full responsibility for that.
Are you and Daddy getting divorced?
Oh, Princess, it's too early to talk about that. I'm very confused right now. I have no idea what I'm thinking or what I want.
Why are men such pigs? I've always heard that expression, and I'm starting to see how true it really is.
There are good and bad men, Stacy, and a lot of good men that do stupid things. Your father is a good man. He loves you.
How can you say that after what he did to you?
I guess because I still love him.
Well, I don't. I thought he was such an honorable man, but now I hope he never gets elected. I want everyone to know how awful he is.
That's just the anger talking, Princess. Believe me, I feel it too.
My feelings aren't going to change. I'm glad he's moving out. I want him gone. Forever.
At Alexandra's apartment, Adriana is talking with Zach.
I can't believe you actually went through with it. How could you just blurt out to Zoe that you were her mother?
Don't even think about giving me a lecture. I'm not going to start off my relationship with Zoe by lying to her. You can forget that.
This news has basically ruined her graduation. Made her feel like she doesn't even know who she is anymore.
What do you want me to say, Zach? I'm sure I could have handled it better, but it was time for all of this to be out in the open. You've gotten so used to lying that you can't even see how much damage these lies have done.
My daughter's my number one priority. I don't care about anything else.
Are you talking about me? Because I don't want a damn thing from you. I just want some space to carve out my relationship with Zoe.
It's too soon for that.
Too soon? 30 years later is too soon? Look, Zach, you don't have anything to say about it. Zoe's a grown woman and so am I. You may have been able to control and manipulate things up until this point, but those days are over. I will have a relationship with my daughter, whether you like it or not. So there.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Mac is alone in the master bedroom when Rex walks in.
Hey, man.
No.
It's so good to see you. I never thought I'd get this chance again.
No.
Mac.
No.
I'm so sorry about everything that happened between us. I would do so many things differently if I could go back. I know you would too. I've spent so much time in the past few months regretting that I didn't tell you how much I loved you.
Raven. Raven.
Look, I'm gonna let you rest. I just wanted to see your face. Raven is on her way home, Mac. She'll be here tomorrow. And so will Marty, your son.
Marty?
Yes, Marty. He missed you too, Mac.
Marty?
Everyone has. Welcome home, man.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.